Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm James Royce. Almost 2.5 million Australians would receive a pay rise in line with inflation if the government gets its way. It's asking the Fair Work Commission to boost the minimum wage in line with the cost of living or CPI. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has told the ABC it's help hard-working Aussies need.
One of the best ways that we can help people deal with cost of living pressures is to get wages moving again so people earn more and keep more of what they earn.
A drop in support for Labor could see Australia stuck with a minority government at the next election, according to today's news poll. It has the ALP's primary vote down to just 32, although after preferences, it still leads the coalition 51 to 49. The Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce has told Seven that Labor will likely have to cozy up with the Greens.
The leading horse in this race is a hung parliament, and that's just chaos.
Just when we needed more bad news, a warning we could be staring at a shortage of chocolate. Experts say climate change, disease, farmer poverty, and unsustainable practices could threaten the supply of cocoa.